Yesterday I left off by asking for suggestions for a 10-minute halacha, and I got a couple last night, so tonight we're going to, today we're going to discuss teaching Torah to non-Jews. This is not directly a Pesach topic, but unfortunately in many families it becomes a Pesach topic because there is a practice, and we've discussed this in the past, it's not a good practice that people have that they invite non-Jews to their Seder for whatever reason. For some reason the Seder intrigues the non-Jews, hearing the story of Jewish history and Jewish destiny and all about what makes the Jewish people special for some reason is very interesting to non-Jews, but it's not appropriate. Tonight, the night of the Seder is a night that we're supposed to celebrate what it means to be a Jew, and is not the time to have non-Jews at the Seder. But considering that they're there, and the whole night is a night that sometimes they're there, at least, and the whole night is that Joe Lieberman even mentioned in his talk on Sunday that he used to host a whole bunch of non-Jews from the Senate for Seder. So when it is a night of Talmud Torah, we're supposed to be Mesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, so it is somewhat related. Is the Isser of teaching Torah to Goyim. There is a Gemara Mesech Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph. Amar of Yochanan, Ovei Kochavim Sha'osek B'Torah, Chayiv Misa. If a guy learns stories, Chayiv Misa, because the Pasuk says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha, Lanu Marasha, Marasha V'lo Lehem. That it's a Marasha for us and not for them. So I asked the Gemara, so why isn't it amongst the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach? There are Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach, and we don't have in there an Isser of learning Torah. Gemara says it is. It's in the Isser of Gezel, or it's like an Aram Rasa or something. You have to say it's somehow included in one of the other Yisurim. Then the Gemara tells us, but wait a second, don't we learn also from a Pasuk that even an Ovid Kochavim who learns Torah is like a Kohen Gadol, he has the status of a Kohen Gadol? So Gemara says, Hasa b'sheva mitzvahs didhu. When does he have a status of a Kohen Gadol? When he's learning the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That's what he's allowed to do. But he's not allowed to learn the rest of Torah. So right there we see a very clear Isser for a guy to learn Torah, but we also see a very clear exception to the rule that anything that can be considered under the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, a guy is allowed to learn. The Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Hilchos Malachim, Goy Shasak Petorah Chayiv Misa Lo Yasuk Ella B'Sheva Mitzvah Shalom Bilvad. That the only thing the Goy is allowed to learn is the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, and the Rambam says, but we let him know that he's Chayiv Misa if he wants to learn more Torah. And the Kesef Mishnah explains over there that Misa means Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Doesn't mean that he's Chayiv Misa Beis, it means Misa B'Dei Shemayim. That's what he's Chayiv. Now that's all about a Goy learning Torah. That's not about us teaching Torah to a guy. So the Gemara Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph tells us, "Vam Rabbi Ami, ein mosrin divrei Torah lo v'chavim shnemar lo asachem l'chol gai mishpatim bal yudotim." That mishpatim bal yudotim, you're not allowed to let them know our mishpatim. We're not allowed to give divrei Torah to Goyim. That's what the Gemara in Chagiga says. Daf Yud Gimel derives from a pasuk. Asks Tosos in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel, Hayikasha la Rav Rabbeinu Elchanan. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm not allowed to give Torah to a guy? If a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, and it's an Isser based on a pasuk that he's not allowed to learn Torah, so isn't it obvious that I can't give him Torah, that I can't teach him Torah? After all, it would then be Lifnei Iver to give him Torah. Why do I need a separate pasuk, Mishpatim Bal Yidolim? It's already included in the general Isser of Lifnei Iver. So Tosus writes, you can get around Lifnei Iver fairly easily by just making Torah accessible to him, as long as we have a case where Torah is otherwise accessible to him. He can go on YU Torah, he can buy an art scroll, he can learn Torah if he wants. The Isser of Lifnei Iver is only if he has no other way to do the Avera other than you providing him with the Avera. You can make a case where he has another way to do the Avera, so it's not Lifnei Iver. So then the whole Isser is, then the Isser is Mishpatim Bal Yidolim, that you're still not allowed to teach him Torah, even when it's not a situation of Lifnei Iver. That's how Tosus answers in Meseches Chagiga on Daf Yud Gimel. Now, what are the exceptions? When are we allowed to teach Torah to a guy. So one exception we saw already, Sheva Mitzvahs. Now that could be very broadly defined. If you want to talk about anything in Ezekin, anything in Choshen Mishpat, anything that relates to Dinim, Dinim is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. So one could argue that almost any topic within the realm of Dinim might be included in Sheva Mitzvahs when we try to describe what's just and what's right in the realm of Dinim. There are a number of other exceptions as well, though. The Shilta Giborim in Mesach Savod Zara on Davavam Ral B'Dap Erev, Shilta Giborim writes in the name of the Riaz that there's no issur to teach a guy Nach, that that it's only Bechal Gezel if you're teaching him Torah. But Neviim Uksuvim Nira Be'inai Shemutu Lalamdo Sharoa Ben Nechamos Ha'amurim LiYisrael Utshuvos Sharoi Lahamin Ala Bikorsin Validei Kein Efshar Shiyashlim Darko. He says Nach is Musar that everyone needs to hear. It tells us about the Hashkacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has over Klal Yisrael. He should appreciate that Klal Yisrael is special. He should appreciate the Musar, and hopefully that will lead him to be Mashlim Darko. What essentially sounds like a saying is Musar you're allowed to teach to a non-Jew. Anything that will make him a better person, that will make him, that will inspire him to become better, would seem to be Mutar under that category, under that exception of teaching him Nach. The Melamed Lahavol of David Tzvi Hoffman dealt with this issue as well, and he expands on that Shilta Giborim, and just says, and l'chora, all the Sipurei Torah, any stories in the Torah that are Musar stories, that teach a person Maisa Nisim that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael, and to recognize the Gvura of Hashem, to realize that Avodah Zarah is all false, and all Hevel V'Sheker, so that's all valuable for a guy, and that you're allowed to teach him as well. In Meshiv Dover, the Netziv in Chelek Beis Semenayin Zayin writes that it's not just Nach, that all Torah Shebichsav is Mutter. This are of Shechter Paschans as well, that you're allowed to teach a guy Torah Shebichsav, you're just not allowed to teach him Torah Shebal Peh. I mean, the fact that you go into any hotel room and you open up the drawer, and at least it used to be this way, and there's a Bible in there, and the Bible includes the Old Testament, that's okay, a guy can read the Old Testament. There's nothing wrong with a guy learning Torah Shebichsav. It's only this or Torah Shebal Peh. Shechter even thought that that if you're in a position where someone, you're working, let's say, in an office where there are non-Jews, and someone asks you, what's this holiday about? What are you taking off for now? You know, what's this holiday? So he says you should be careful to only describe what it says in the Chumash. You should only tell him, when you're describing what the holiday is about, only tell him what it actually says in the Chumash, not to get too involved in the Torah Shebal Peh, because that would be included in the Isser of teaching Torah to a non-Jew. Now, in order to respond to him, only things that it says in the Chumash, the first step is, you have to know what it says in Chumash. You have to know what the Midrashim are, what it says in Chumash. One of the great challenges of early education is that we want to teach our children Midrashim because they're exciting and they teach Amuna and they teach about Kodesh Baruch Hu Sashkach and all these wonderful things. But when children hear the narrative of Chumash for the first time, they can't distinguish what's in the Chumash and what's in the Medrash. And a lot of times, as they grow older, they still can't distinguish. And they're in high school, and they don't know what's in the Medrash, what's in the Chumash. Well, where does it say in the Chumash that Avram was thrown into the furnace? It doesn't say it anywhere. It just starts with Lech Lecha Me'atzcha. It's not in the Chumash. It's a Medrash. So we have to know what's in the Chumash and what's a Medrash. So the Netziv says that any Torah Shebichsav is mutter to teach them. In Rav Avadya, in Yabi Omer Chelek Beis Yardei Simin Yud Zayin, quotes such a daya, and he says that he doesn't agree. He says he quotes from a variety of poskim that it's only legoyim shabauso azman hutra Torah, so they shouldn't have a pischon peh to say they shouldn't have any pischon peh against us, as opposed to nowadays. He says there's no chiluk in Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, and it's going to be usher across the board. So that's at least a debatable point. Another exception to the rule emerges from a very famous Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph, if you're all familiar with, tells us about a Nachri Echad that was over Achori Beis HaMedrash. He was passing by Beis HaMedrash, and he heard someone saying, Ve'ila HaBegadim Asher Yasu Choshen Ve'Efod. So he said, wait, these begadim lemi, who gets these begadim? So he said, the Kohen Gadol gets these begadim. So he said, wow, they sound like really nice clothing. I think I want to go and convert and become a Jew so that I can become the Kohen Gadol, because that is one cool set of clothing. And that's, you know, what better reason to convert than to be able to wear that set of clothing? So he went to Shammai and he said to Shammai, a lot of people don't know the first part of the story. The next part of the story everyone knows. He went to Shammai and he said, I want you to be Megayer me, Al-Manas Shetzimeni Kohen Gadol, that you can make me a Kohen Gadol. So Dachba Ba'amas Abinyan Shabiyado. Shammai said, get out of here. He shoved him away. Balavne Hillel, he went to Hillel, Gairei, and Hillel was Megayerim. No problem, you can become a Kohen Gadol. I mean, I'll be Megayer you. So Amrlei Kluma Midin Melech Al Mishi Odeh Tachsisei Malchus Leich Lamo Tachsisei Malchus Halach Vekara Kima Shigia VaHazara Karav Yumas Amrlei Mikraza Minamar. So he said that Hillel said, you want to be the Kohen Gadol, you got to study about how a Kohen Gadol behaves and what a Kohen Gadol should do. So he goes and he starts studying and he gets to the Pasuk of Azara Kariv Yumas, and he said, who's this Pasuk about? Who's a Zar that's not allowed to go where the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go? And they said, Afilu David Melech Yisrael. You could be the most important Jew in the world. If you're not the Kohen Gadol, if you're not me B'nai Aaron, forget it. You're a Zar and it doesn't work. So that was the story. Then he realized he can't be the Kohen Gadol. Says the Marsha on that story. So the Marsha understands that Hillel wasn't yet Megayer him at that point. He was only Megayer him afterwards, and if he still would have wanted to be Megayer, but the point is, how could he teach him Torah before he was Megayer? Says the Marsha, V'yeshlomer da'acha kivan sheba legayer shari lilmot Torah. Another major exception: if someone is coming to convert, you're allowed to teach him Torah if he's trying to convert to Judaism. He has to learn something if he's coming to convert to Judaism. You can't just let him convert blindly. The halacha is that someone who converts to Judaism is supposed to know miktos mitzvos kalos and miktos mitzvos chamuros. He's supposed to have some basic idea of what Judaism is about. You can't have a basic idea of what Judaism is about if you don't study a little bit of Torah first. So it's necessary for him to learn a little bit beforehand. And that's what we do. I remember when I was a teenager, when NCSY Kollel was just starting, one of my close friends, who's actually a Rebbe in Yeshiva here, had a chavrusa with a guy in NCSY Kollel, with a kid, a public school kid from Texas or something, the whole summer. And then they continued learning with him over the phone. And then one day in like December, the kid called him. He said, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. So what do you mean? You're not learning, you don't want to be from? And the kid said, no, I don't want to be Jewish. And he said, what do you mean you don't want to be Jewish? He said, you are Jewish, you're born a Jew. He said, no, my dad's a Jew, my mom's not a Jew, I'm not Jewish. He said, what do you mean you're not Jewish? I was thinking about converting, so I went to NCSY Kollel, and they knew about it, the Kollel knew about it, and Rav Schechter Paskin for them, let him learn about Judaism, and we'll see what happens. And he saw it, and he didn't like. So he decided that he's not going to be. I think he was wearing a black hat by the end of the summer already. But he decided that he's not going to be a Jew. Well, within his rights, and he's allowed to learn Torah. He was allowed to learn Torah in order to see if it's something that he was interested in. The Sri Deish discusses this topic at length also. Sri Deish speaks about people who are teaching classes of Jews and non-Jews together, where you have whether that's permissible or not, or teaching even in a university where there may be only non-Jews that are in the class, and you're teaching a Judaic subject in a university. So Sri Deish writes that Nirla Nias Daiti, that the Isra of a guy of being Osik B'Torah is only if he's doing it B'Derech Kvius, to learn Gufei Torah B'Svarim Shalanu B'Iyun B'Hamaka, learning like a yeshiva bacher. But he says, that's when teaching him is over Ba'asei. But he says, if you're just teaching him Lahodia Lo Dine Torah Uli Iram Ba'or Emes Mutter, if you're just teaching him some basics of Torah, he thinks that's Mutter. In fact, Rav Moshe discusses our case of the Seder. You have a guy at the Seder, are you allowed to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is all an exercise in Talmud Torah. So Moshe says it's Pashul Ani as Daiti, that the whole din of Amos and Devei Torah La'akum is only Keshekavanasa L'mosram La'akum. It's only if you're intending to give it to the non-Jew. But if your intention is to give it to the Jews, and there are just non-Jews that are listening in, Rav Moshe thinks that that's not included in the Yisr. Rav Moshe has another tshuva where he discusses teaching at a school where some kids have a Reform conversion, or parents have a Reform conversion. Also a fascinating issue. There was a big story in why in the YU world a while back, where there was a guy who, I forgot from what country, who was like a big follower of Rav Rosenzweig's shiurim on YU Torah, and he was a guy. He just really enjoyed it. Rav Rosenzweig's shiurim are really great, and this guy was very, very smart, and he liked to listen. So there's a whole halachic discussion, is YU Torah mutter? I hope so. Is there a problem that you could be teaching a guy Torah? So Pashto says it's not a problem because you're teaching Jews, and if there that's the classic case where Moshe was talking about, that you're teaching Jews, and if it happens to be that there's a guy that listens in, that's not your problem. If it's a guy that listens in, the Rav Chil Yaakov Weinberg in the Sri Deish goes even a step further. He suggests that there are three levels of limud. He, according to the Rambam, his understanding of the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim is that certainly a guy is not allowed to take any mitzvah and make a religion out of it, meaning perform a mitzvah for the sake of religion. He's, and certainly a guy is allowed to do any mitzvah just out of curiosity with no sense of religion whatsoever, right? Just he wants to shake a lulav because he wants to know what it feels like, so he's just waving it around. A guy is allowed to do that, let's say. But in the middle, what if a guy is not doing it l'shei mitzvah, that he thinks he's making a religion out of this, that this is an obligation, but he's also not just doing it for fun. He's doing it as an einu mitzvah v'yosa. He wants to volunteer to do this mitzvah. So he says he understands the Rambam is saying that's where Torah is different than other mitzvahs. That he could do that with other mitzvahs, but he can't do that with Torah. But if it's a mere curiosity and it's not about religion at all, then the guy is allowed to, then one is allowed to teach Torah to a guy. That's what the Sri Deish suggests. So if that's the case, then certainly YU Torah would not be a problem. But anyway, it seems that it's not a problem, Baruch Hashem. So we can keep on learning Torah through the internet. Okay.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion. Or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.